From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Dex here. July 25th, 5 that moved the crypto tape overnight. Here's the first. Let's get into it. First, from Crypto Briefing, Bitcoin, Ethereum ETFs see $240 million and $71 million net outflows on July 24th. Hey, $240 million in net outflows from Bitcoin ETFs on July 24th. That's the number I'm looking at. BlackRock's iBit was the main driver behind the selling, and it's worth noting that this came amidst rising geopolitical tensions. The move is a signal that investors are getting cautious, and it's something to keep an eye on as we move forward. I know some folks might be thinking this is a sign of a bigger trend, but it's still just one day's worth of data. We need to see how this plays out over the next few weeks before we can make any real conclusions. That being said, if you're looking for low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Next, second, from Crypto Briefing, Mara CEO says AI data centers generate more revenue than Bitcoin mining, triggering major strategic pivot. Hey, so I just got my hands on some numbers from Mara, and it looks like their AI data centers are generating $1.8 million in revenue per megawatt of electricity. To put that in perspective, Bitcoin mining is reportedly around $400,000 per megawatt. That's a huge gap, and it's got the CEO, Fred Thiel, rethinking their whole strategy. They're partnering with Starwood Capital to scale up these data centers, which could be a game changer for the company. The interesting thing is that Mara's been in the Bitcoin mining space for a while, but it seems like they're shifting their focus to AI data centers now. This could be a smart move, given the revenue potential. I mean, $1.8 million per megawatt is a lot more than $400,000. It's not hard to see why they'd want to pivot. For Mara, this means they'll be investing more in AI data centers and less in Bitcoin mining. It's a big change, but it might be exactly what the company needs to stay competitive. We'll be keeping an eye on this space to see how it plays out. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Up next, third, from Crypto Potato. Ethereum bear market, bottom is in. Analyst eyes, $7,000, long-term. Pseudonymous trader. No name says Ethereum has crossed into the price zone where its bear market has historically bottomed. This is based on four straight lower highs. A textbook downtrend. The trader believes the same crowd psychology that made Ethereum everyone's favorite trade at $4,900 is now working against it below $2,000. No name argues that the downtrend has run its course and the price has entered the $1,300 to $1,900 range, which is treated as the eventual floor. This is a psychological move, as the analyst notes that Ethereum at $4,900 was a favorite, while Ethereum under $2,000 gets called a dead chain. Other signals support this move, including a bullish crossover in Ethereum's MVRV ratio against its 160-day moving average. Additionally, Ethereum's 30-day funding rate average on Binance climbed to its highest reading in 6 months, a sign of improving sentiment. However, not everyone agrees with No Name's assessment. Analyst Nanzi expects one more rally toward $2,000, but calls that level a bull trap rather than a real breakout. He believes a drop toward $900 to $1,300 is still likely first. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Ethereum. Link in show notes. And then, fourth, from Crypto Briefing, ARK Invest reports Bitcoin's one-year realized volatility at 42% for Q2, nearing multi-year lows. Bitcoin's one-year realized volatility is at 42%, which is nearing multi-year lows. This is according to ARK Invest's Q2 report. To put that in perspective, Bitcoin itself dropped 14% to $58,544 last quarter. This volatility number is interesting because it suggests that despite the price drop, the overall volatility of Bitcoin is actually pretty low. I mean, 42% is not nothing, but it's not crazy high either. It's just a data point to keep in mind when thinking about where Bitcoin might be headed. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Next. Fifth, from NewsBTC, BitMEX faces proposed class action seeking return of 622 Bitcoin. BitMEX is facing a proposed class action in the Southern District of New York, seeking the return of 622.66 Bitcoin over alleged forced liquidations and platform misconduct. The complaint was filed on July 23, 2026 by BKX Services Inquirer and David Namdar against HDR Global Trading Limited, Arthur Hayes, Benjamin Delo, Samuel Reed, and Gregory Dwyer. According to public court monitoring records and related reports, the case is listed under Number Up Next. Sixth, from Bitcoinist, Arbitrum Grant. Recipient Dev3Pak says DeFi Builder Club beat its targets. Arbitrum's grant-funded Dev3Pak program has published its final DeFi Builder Club report, and the numbers give the DAO something useful to work with. A funded ecosystem program that actually came back with measurable output. According to the report posted on the Arbitrum Governance Forum, Dev3Pak recorded 1,018 developer registrations across its boot camps, trained 6 ambassadors, and helped 9 developer teams graduate into the Uniswap Hook Incubator Program. That is not the same as saying the entire Arbitrum ecosystem suddenly grew by 1,000 production-ready builders. That's the tape. Stay on chain, stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.